WEOL.
Minutes left in the opening hour of this Thursday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, right across from Matt Douglas. And you've got Matt and I till 6:37 tonight. And then it's time for Cleveland Indians baseball here on AM 930 WEOL. The Tribe riding a three-game losing streak. That followed a nine-game winning streak. And tickets are tough to come by, as we mentioned at the tail end of that last segment, because the Yankees are in town this weekend. Matt was mentioning in his local news update that the Lake Erie Crushers are trying to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Schaumburg Boomers tonight. Boy, hard to believe, but a month from today, that Lake Erie Crusher season comes to a close.
Man, it seemed like it just started, didn't it?
Some days, yeah.
For me, anyway, looking from the outside in.
It does. There are some days where it feels like that season just started, and then there are some days where it feels like that season's been going on for a year and a half, but they were home so much in the month of July. And for the Crushers, they're almost in the same position they were in a year ago when they were 10 games below 500, then they just went wild, won like 17 of 21 to close out the season, and got into the playoff discussion. It's going to take a run like that, unfortunately, for the Crushers to try and get back into the playoff mix. It just hasn't been the best of seasons. They had played a little bit better. As a matter of fact, they had a five-game winning streak going into this current road trip, which is a nine-gamer.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in danger of being swept by the Boomers. They're trying to avoid that tonight. You can hear Lake Erie Crushers baseball this Sunday. Chris Lehman will have the call for you beginning at 5 o'clock as the Crushers take on the Washington Wild Things. That's over in Washington, Pennsylvania, and that comes your way on the second half of a baseball doubleheader here on AM 930 WEOL. Sunday, the Indians and Yankees will have at it at 1 o'clock. Crushers and Wild Things will do battle at 5. So a lot of baseball coming your way over the next few days. And you know, I think the most important thing right now for the Tribe is they just got to get healthy.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. And like you mentioned, I think with the rain delay yesterday, the postponement, that helps them get a little healthier, a little faster. Hopefully that'll play into their part.
Yeah, I can't see why in the world it wouldn't. But, I mean, anytime you lose three in a row, you're looking to get back on the right track. Sometimes a rainout can help.
Sure.
It can really break things up a little bit. Let's hope that it helps out the Tribe at least a little bit tonight, because they need to get healthy real fast. No Kipnis, no Chisenhall. Those guys are trying to get back. I mean, the idea that they're going to get Kipnis back is obviously nice. We still don't know how long it's going to be before Chisenhall comes back. There are reports out there now it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks before we see Tomlin again. Andrew Miller's got to get an MRI done on his knee to see where they're at with him. So a lot of questions right now. And we've got just about 2 months left in this season. So a lot of question marks hanging in the balance, that's for sure. Time to take a quick timeout, but when we come back, we're going to find out more about this Saturday's charity fundraiser car show put on by the Northern Ohio Car Club Association. Should be a lot of fun. We'll dive into that next with Dave Adams and Alexis Art. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
It's back this Thursday through Saturday, the annual Our Lady Queen of Peace Home Days Festival. Lots of food, games, and midway rides. Music, casino, and bingo every night. The top raffle prize is $10,000. Thursday is Protect and Serve Night, honoring law enforcement, fire, EMS, and armed forces. Friday is Family Night with entertainment for kids and discount ride wristbands. Come to the Home Days Festival Thursday through Saturday from 6 to 11 p.m. at Our Lady Queen of Peace, Erie Street in Grafton.
Imagine a senior living community promising a home and care for life, even if your resources become depleted. That's the Wesleyan Promise at Wesleyan Meadows. Call Wesleyan Meadows at 440-234-9400 or visit wesleyanliving.org.
This is Bulls Eye on Weather on AM 930. We will break it down double time. The risk of rain tonight, low near 65. The risk of rain Friday, high of 77.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
13 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. And again, we're with you for about another 3 hours before we pass you off to Cleveland Indians baseball tonight. Tribe and the Yankees having at it just after 7 o'clock. You can catch that here on AM 930 WEOL. The Tribe, not the only thing going on this weekend. This Saturday, the charity fundraiser car show taking place here in Elyria. And here to tell us more about that, we've got both Dave Adams and Alexis Art. Guys, how are you? Thank you very much for coming in studio. How are you doing today?
Oh,
hi.
Thank you for inviting
us.
Well, tell us all about this charity fundraiser car show. Looks pretty awesome.
Well, what it is Northern Ohio Car Club Association. And we're putting on a charity for the Not Begotten Box and Alexis Art so we can take care of the children in the local area.
Very nice. Now, Dave, I want to throw the first question your way. And of course, you come here with the Northern Ohio Car Club Association. You guys were reborn, according to your website, a couple years ago. I want to ask you about that. Just kind of take us through the process of being reborn and what you guys did to kind of be reborn.
Well, what had happened is years ago, it used to be Elyria Car Club. And, well, time moves on with a lot of the older gentlemen. And they passed on and so forth. And the name was left alone. And a lot of us younger guys that came up, we're left with the name. So I made a couple phone calls and said, hey, I'd like to involve maybe larger areas and just involve other people in the situation and help out in Lorain County.
So what do you guys do exactly?
Well, taking donations, things like that. And next drive that we're going to do is stuff the car trailer with school supplies. So the race trailer stuff, we call it, you know. So we're going to be doing that. We don't have enough time this year to do it, but maybe next year we're going to hook up on that with you and Chronicle, Telegram, and so forth.
Very cool stuff. Well, I mean, this charity fundraiser car show has got a lot of moving parts here. It's for a great, great cause, and I know you guys are expecting to get some great weather also. This thing's going to be outside. You guys got a 50-50 raffle, so you guys have a lot of cool stuff going on. What else is going on with this? I know there's a 50-50 raffle. You guys have food, trophies. What all's going on here?
Well, we've got the pinup girls. Alexis Art is coming on out there, and they're bringing the girls. We have a young lady. Cancer. I'll let Alexis Art handle that for you.
Hi, I can explain that for you. Okay, so Pinups for Pearl originated through Alexa Art. Alexa Art does a specialty photography for 50s pinup glamour and helping women to feel beautiful and, acquire and gain their self-confidence and self-esteem. So through that, I found the Pearl Project. Pearl meaning people experiencing Alexa Art's real love. And initially, the Pearl Project started off going into the women's shelters and just offering her time to help the women, along with their journey, feeling better about themselves, which meant offering them a bombshell remake. So doing a complete remake on them, dressing them, full hair, full makeup, doing the photography, editing their photos, and making them look like they could be on Cosmo, too.
We call them, back in the day, on some of the old cars, they call them rat rods. And what it was is guys just put car parts, anything they had together, and cruise it, you know?
Okay.
I mean, it could have a Ford part, a Chevy part, a Dodge part, or whatever you had to make that rod roll. And the girls were part of the scene back in the day, back into diners and things like that. So it's nice to bring a little bit of the past to the present and have a little fun.
Sure, absolutely. That's a nice little blast from the past, no doubt about that. Now, you guys are coming together, too, for the Not Forgotten Box organization, right? So kind of shed some light on that. What is Not Forgotten Box?
Not Forgotten Box helps out children in need for gifts and toys and money and so forth for that. Chronicle Telegram is the one that you they handle all that, and all we do is just make the donation. During the wintertime, we can't break out the hot rods and just show up in a 57 Chevy full of toys, so we have to do it in our winter beaters up here. We're not from the South, so you know how that goes.
Absolutely. Well, Alexa, a question for you. I know this organization has been around for just over 10 years, correct?
I initially started out in about 2006 as a hobby, became licensed in 2009, and just been going along with my journey, and now through the Pearl Project, I found the Pinups for Pearl. And so basically, we are in association with NOCCA, and we are a group of conservative 50s pinups. They're all ages, and we support a variety of causes through the Pearl Project as well as the causes through the car shows and the different events.
Is there a reason you go with the 50s? Is that why the 50s, I guess, is the question.
It's just been a part of me my entire life.
Cool.
It's like all I know.
Very cool, yeah.
Well, you've carved out a nice little niche there, no question about that. And you mentioned that it's just over 11 years now. You've been doing this. You said you got licensed about 3 years into it. Talk about that process and like how that's all evolved. I'm sure it's a very difficult process. To get licensed in anything is a difficult process. But talk about how far this whole thing has come in 11 years.
Oh, my gosh. This has been a long journey. This actually came out of a long-term illness that I had. With kidney issues, and to make a long story short, like I said, I started as a hobby. A couple years after that, I ended up becoming ill with my kidney. Went in, had my surgeries, never took any time off, left the hospital the next day. This was a God-given, God-gifted, followed my heart with it. Was in my studio in Rocky River at the time, 3 days later, painting the walls, and by the fifth day, I was doing all the Living Socials and Groupons, and it took me 3.5 years to get them all done and all those projects done. So never took a day off, never had an excuse not to do it.
What was the attraction for you for the 50s pinup girl type motif? What was it that brought you to that?
Actually, back in the day, going back about 12 years ago now, I used to do the Marilyn Monroe impersonations.
Wow,
okay. My mom works for the Cruise and Times magazine, so along the way, she worked for Mr. Gasket when I was young, so I've been, you know, with the car community from the time I was young. So this has just been a huge part of my life. I couldn't have told you that these things were going to roll into it the way that it did. But along the way, I was always told that I looked like Marilyn when she was young, so I should kind of try the lookout. And I did, and it was very successful for quite a while. And when I felt like that part of my journey was over, that's when I started Alexa Art, and I started remaking other women and, you know, putting them in the spotlight. So my motto is, everyone's a star and deserves a chance to shine, and I really believe in that.
Very cool stuff. Now, Dave, I want to ask you, how'd you guys end up getting together for this show? I mean, that really is a pretty cool addition to what you guys are trying to do. And I mean, we talked about earlier about how it kind of takes you back into the 50s. And everybody kind of loves that throwback, going back in time. How did you guys get together? Because that seems like a perfect marriage for a show like this on Saturday.
Correct. I couldn't pass the opportunity when we got to talking. Basically, Northern Rock Car Club Association is made up of men and women, businessmen and women, and auto mechanics and so forth, and just regular guys that enjoy automobile history. And when she came up with this proposal, it's like bring it before our board and had a nice little talk about it. It's like, you know, we need to make this happen for them and get them out there. And if we can help a little bit along the way, let them do it. Perfect song.
It's a good one. I was doing a little research. I believe that's your website right there. Is that pops
is correct.
Up right there?
Yeah, that's correct. I was just going to say,
I like that.
Cruising.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of live radio. My heart stopped beating for a sec. I thought, wait a minute. Sure. I didn't press anything. I swear.
Boy, did go wide eye on me.
I looked around. I thought, wait a minute. What did I touch here? But yeah, obviously a lot of moving parts in here.
Correct.
Well, I want to get back to the actual event itself. I mean, obviously you mentioned so many interesting things taking part here, and I know you guys have a couple different vendors who are showing up to provide food. You guys have some music here as well. What kinds of things can be won at these 50-50 raffles?
Well, you have gift baskets, so forth like that, and I think we have a leather jacket or something like that. Everything's been donated to help us out from local areas, AutoZone, Advance Auto, O'Reilly's, couple jewelry stores in Elyria Jewelry. He also put out some stuff in there. And local restaurants, too. And we got a couple coupons from Ruben's and things like that to hand out to the people. You know, just thank you for coming. And it should be really wonderful time.
Dave, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Bull. I'm just curious, what are some of the cars people are going to see here at the Classic Car Show?
Well, what can I tell you? I mean, it's the hot rod scene. You could end up with just about anything. A 58 Chevy, a Bel Air, Del Rey, a 57 Chevy, a 57 Ford, you know, and a 31, you know, Merc.
Nice.
Or 51 Merc, sorry.
Very cool.
And where all is this taking place this Saturday?
Oh, that's going to be downtown Elyria, right over there by the old, most won't remember, but some do, the old Moss area and the Bowling Alley, so forth down there, which is now the Fifth Third Bank and Greyhound, I correct? At 40 East Avenue.
All right. So 40 East Avenue, it's in downtown Elyria, takes place this Saturday, August the 6th. Registration begins at 9 a.m.
Correct.
All righty. And the show will wrap up right around 2 o'clock. Guys, thank you so much for coming in here. This is a lot of fun. This is a blast to talk to you guys. And, boy, Dave was telling me earlier, you're kind of making all the media rounds today, aren't you?
I am, actually. Yeah. I'm really trying to reach out to the community. And, you know, not only do the pinups support a lot of causes, but we kind of classify ourselves as ladies of timeless elegance and class. Our troupe does carry the message of empowering all women whose beauty transcends any challenges that life has brought to them. So this is very much a positive, heart-driven passion, and it drives these ladies to spread the word that all women are beautiful.
Very cool. Well, guys, before we cut you loose, where can our listeners go to find out more information, not only about the show this Saturday, but about both organizations?
Well, usually you can cruise the web on that, and you'll find us at Northern Ohio Car Club Association at homestead.com, I believe the website is.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, just
you were cruising.
I can
sure
confirm.
You can pop
yeah.
that on for me. Also, if you come to local cruises in downtown Elyria every Friday night, we're downtown. Cruising down there with Showtime Productions and having a great time. And you can pick up a flyer and the Cruising Times magazine as well. And you'll be able to see what the happening is around the areas.
Very cool. And where we go to find out more about what you do, Alexa?
Sure. As far as Alexa Art, you can find me on the main website at alexaart.net. You can also find us on Facebook at Alexa Art and Facebook at Pinups for Pearl. We can also be found on Instagram at alexaart_pinups.
Very cool stuff. Guys, thank you very much again for coming in the studio, spending
thank
some
you.
Time with us. Look forward to that event. It's at 40 East Avenue, downtown Elyria, this Saturday, August 6th. Registration begins at 9 a.m. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Your Money Now, then Matt Douglas with the local news on AM 930 WEOL.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. 21st Century Fox and ION Media Networks are in talks to create a joint venture that would combine their respective local television station holdings. A partnership with ION Media, which owns 60 TV stations, would potentially give 21st Century Fox's broadcast network more control over its distribution and leverage in negotiations with both its own affiliates and the pay TV distributors that retransmit its signal. Aetna shares are up 2% today. The insurer reported a stronger profit for its second quarter, boosted by limited medical spending and better-than-expected results from Affordable Care Act programs intended to reduce insurers' risk of health law insurance programs. Aetna raised its full-year earnings outlook. Headed toward the bell, the broader market is mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up just 4 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 23. That's Your Money Now.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
She's going to be planning on having cosmetic surgery. So when you have cosmetic surgery, what do you do when you're 29 and you're a social media executive? You're so smart, you broadcast it live on the internet. She's getting the base reduction that will reduce the size of her nose. Everybody thought she was lying because of how big her nose is.
Get the latest news from the digital world and answers to all your tech questions on the Kim Komando Show every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on AM 930 WEOL.
The Chronicle Telegram in Elyria is seeking candidates for a shortage driver. This position works early mornings, approximately 20 hours per week, and is a position with advancement opportunity that could lead to a full-time position. Potential candidates must be able to pass a drug screen and background check. Success-motivated self-starters may apply by submitting a resume online at LorraineCountyPrintingAndPublishing.com, by email to employment@chronicleT.com, or by mail or within at 225 East Avenue, Elyria 44035. Lorraine County Printing and Publishing is an equal opportunity employer.
Ball game! The Indians are the champions of the American League.
AM 930 WEOL, Elyria, Lorraine. Now, WEOL News.
Hitting a utility line while you're digging can put you and your neighbors in danger. So stay safe. Never assume you know where your lines are and call 811 before you do any digging. It's just another safety ground rule delivered by Columbia Gas of Ohio.
Good afternoon, I'm Matt Douglas. Showers tonight, lows dropping down to 67, a high of 77 tomorrow with more rain. Right now we have sunshine, blue skies, it's 71. In Elyria, a Cleveland couple has been charged with endangering children after five were discovered in the back of a U-Haul. 25-year-old Jamie Atkins and 55-year-old Brian Deacom were arrested after a city official noticed the couple at the Speedway on Lorraine Boulevard and called authorities. Elyria police said the children were ages ranged from 15 to 2. All five were suffering from fleas, bed bugs, and lice. Atkins and Deacom were not the children's parents. They'd been watching them for a friend. Police reported that the kids are now in good health and have been placed in foster care. Elyria Police Chief Dwayne Whiteley has applied for a similar position in suburban Middleburg Heights. According to the Chronicle-Telegram, Chief Whiteley has had one interview and has another scheduled. He'd been part of the Elyria Police Department for more than 25 years, the past seven as chief. College affordability, the focus of a program yesterday at Lorraine County Community College presented by the Lorraine County Chamber of Commerce. The featured speaker was Dr. Michael Drake, the president of The Ohio State University.
We have a